twisted, bestial, ostracized orcs. Within this series, we've covered a number of races that exist in the Elder Scrolls universe, from the popular Dunmer and Khajiit to the less appreciated Redguards, but arguably the least popular race amongst the majority of Elder Scrolls fans would be the orcs. Partly this is due to the orcs' own lacking presence in Tamriel, with a limited history and without their own homeland. We'll go over what we can about how the orcs came to be, and their interactions with the other races of Tamriel. During the Mirarethic era, after the Aldmer had arrived in the Somerset Isles off the coast of Tamriel, and various groups of elves began to spread out across the continent, one group attempted to stop what would become the Khymer from traveling to Morrowind. This group was led by their warrior god, Trinimac, whereas the Khymer had begun to follow the teachings of the Daedric prince, Boethia. Boethia went to Trinimac and proceeded to devour him, corrupting his body and spirit with Daedric tendencies. Boethia eventually excreted the remains of Trinimac, who was now transformed into the Daedric prince, Malakath. Those that closely followed Trinimac were also twisted in form, becoming the Orsimer, meaning pariah folk, and more commonly known as orcs. The orcs quickly left the Somerset Isles, ostracized by the other elves, and began leading a tribal lifestyle across Tamriel. Many orcs settled in High Rock and Skyrim, and eventually the city of Orsinium was founded near the mountains of High Rock. Orsinium was at first merely a collection of huts, but as time went by, more orcs traveled to settle in the city, along with goblins and other beast folk. Bretons at the time claimed that Orsinium was an area of desolation where orcs maintained a meager living and raided their more civilized neighbors. Orc historians countered by stating that Orsinium was a peaceful settlement where residents lived their lives by farming and trading. Of course, the actual history contains a bit of both stories, depending on the ruler of the settlement. It wasn't long, however, until the humans of High Rock banded together to attack Orsinium, beginning a 30-year siege. Despite the orcs' impressive efforts and the advantages that the mountainous settlement allowed them, the humans prevailed, leaving Orsinium in ruins and scattering the orcs. For many centuries thereafter, orcs were viewed as monsters, no different than goblins, and any attempt by a group of orcs to create a permanent settlement was quickly destroyed. It wouldn't be until the Second Era that a new Orsinium was founded, when High Rock was caught in a civil war, and a king recruited the orcs there to attack an enemy city. In exchange, the orcs would be allowed to control the Hrothgarian Mountains once again. After doing so, the Second Orsinium was constructed, and orcs were briefly united with the Bretons and Redguards in the Three Banners War. It's unknown what exactly occurred to this Second Orsinium, but it was likely sacked and destroyed at some point in the early Third Era. A Third Orsinium was thus built on the site of the original city, spearheaded by a talented orc politician and diplomat. Due to his negotiations, the Third Orsinium was allowed to prosper, and he continued to petition the Imperial Empire to make Orsinium its own province in Tamriel, separate from High Rock. For the first time, orcs were involved in the political and economic scene of Tamriel, slowly earning some respect. Unfortunately, in the early Fourth Era, this city was also sacked for unknown reasons by the Bretons and Redguards. A Fourth Orsinium was constructed in a different mountainous region between Skyrim and Hammerfell, and its fate remains to be seen. Orcs outside of Orsinium have built a number of strongholds for themselves in surrounding regions, such as in Skyrim and in High Rock. These strongholds are ruled by a strict class system, where every individual there has their own duty to perform, and also every man, woman, and child is trained from birth to defend the stronghold and the tribe. Non-orcs are generally seen as hostile if they approach one of these strongholds, as orcs have grown accustomed to being ostracized by other races. The large majority of orcs outside of Orsinium worship Malakath, the Daedric Prince of the Betrayed and Cursed. As Malekith is scorned by both the Aedra and Daedra due to his cursed existence, most orcs believe he is their true god. Thanks to the radical beliefs of the ruler of the Third Orsinium, however, most orcs living there believe that Malekith is a false god and that Trinimac still exists. This has caused conflicts among the orcs for some time, as followers of Malekith believe the others to be heretics. Orcs are a peculiar race within the Elder Scrolls franchise, as they are often seen as bestial monsters by many denizens of Tamriel, and have been largely ignored by the creators of the series. In fact, in the first two games of the series, orcs were only found as monsters, and were not a playable race, although neither were Imperials. Orcs are among the most Tolkien-inspired things in the franchise, as the common view of orcs in Middle-earth is that they were originally corrupted elves. While the Orsimer have long been perceived as monsters, their growing political and scholarly presence, as well as their courage shown in the Imperial Legions, have started to earn them more respect. Orcish weapons and armor are often respected for their strength, and orc warriors are among the most feared combatants, especially while in a berserker rage. With time, perhaps orcs will continue to earn further respect in Tamriel, possibly eventually controlling their own province, but for now, they will continue to be the outcasts.